for LBW. Oh, he's got him.
That's well run, or is it? Oh, a field, and that's out. That's got to be out. That's beautifully done.
What a great event. That's unbelievable. That is sensational. Now, this will be interesting.
Short, fine legs.
Hey, welcome to the Short Fine Legs Pakistan Daily Wrap. I'm Daniel Gannon, that's Sami Arif. South Africa and Pakistan have just finished the second day of the second test in Rawalpindi. Pakistan bowled out for 272, Pakistan 106 for 4. And some...
South Africa 106 for 4, bro.
So what did I say?
You said Pakistan. I know they're
bro,
on...
Bro, because it's all Pakistan. It's one-way traffic. They may as well have scored the runs. Some... Why can we not just play a cricket match that is different from the last cricket match?
Because we don't think. We don't like thinking. It's not our thing. I've been tweeting Cricket South Africa the whole day. Told them I need...
Have you?
Yeah. I said, I need the guys at my funeral just to let me down one more time. I'm just like... I was like, I don't feel pain anymore.
I'm numb.
You know what the thing is? Even recording this podcast, this daily wrap, What's new to say?
What's the point? Why are you even listening? Why are you listening to us? Why is anyone still engaging with cricket? Look, thank you for coming on. And if you're a sponsor, we do encourage our listeners
to... Yes, that's true. We're not saying that the content's bad. We're saying the story is the same. What's the difference between this test and the last one?
Nothing.
There we go. South Africa went into bat. We actually took them out. I thought getting them out for 270 because they bat so deep. I thought, okay, cool. It and the pitch kind of looked a bit flat when they were batting. That pitch is flat. That pitch looked like they won at the Wanderers or Centurion, where you're just like, you've settled down, you're going to have a good time now, score runs. Then I was just like, we got in there, that pitch is different.
Let's start with Arnik Nokia though, because that's some positive news. A fifer, what a guy. Don't you just love the man?
In fact, the whole bowling unit bowled well, Daniel.
Well, I don't know if did KG bowl well.
Yeah, I think KG is just lacking a bit of pace, but I think KG bowled well. I don't know why he's lacking so much pace. I don't know if it's because of that shoulder injury. But Arnik Nokia bowled well. I think Keshav should be the next captain, bro.
Let's talk about the captaincy. Is there any merit in saying mid-series that the captain who's going to captain us in the next game is not going to captain us beyond that? What is the point of that? Because quite honestly, watching Quinton de Kock out in the field, he reminds me of... Do you remember that scene in Superbad? Remember that movie Superbad with Jonah Hill and Michael Cera? You know when he's just drilling holes into wood? And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, hey, it's the last day. Fuck it. I'm just going to drill some holes. That's what Quinton de Kock looked like in the field today. He was just drilling holes for the sake of it. He didn't look like he had a plan.
I don't understand the announcement. I really don't. I don't understand why it comes at this time. But expecting an answer or trying to work out an answer with anything...
Let's work out the answer. What could they have possibly been thinking? Is it because something was leaked and they wanted to just get ahead of it? Or did they actually think that, okay, we're going to make this announcement now. We're going to see who's like, oh, we're going to be watching Aidan Markram and Keshav Maharaj. Who does the most encouraging in the field? You know?
Well, I don't think it can be getting ahead of it, because they released a statement and then came back and said, wait, guys, hold on. We know we said that this could be Quinton's last test because we're actually going to look at the captaincy again. And he's still in the mix. But we also want to consider others, which kind of sounds like, hey, we weren't meant to say this thing today.
That's what it feels like.
And yeah, I think this is all just fun and games, preventing the inevitable, which is getting Mark Boucher out. Hashtag Boucher out. Join me on Twitter, guys. The streets there. We're speaking. We're starting the agenda.
I don't agree.
Yeah, I know you don't agree. I know you don't agree. You think I care? Do you think agendas work if people agree or not? No. Works with noise.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They didn't storm the Capitol in Washington because people agreed. They stormed it because they made a lot of noise.
Exactly. I'm not here to talk to you about what you agree with. You are a top-tier cricket journalist. I tell jokes for a living, and I want Boucher out. Okay. Got war cries ready.
Okay, well, look, I was glad to see Veeran Mulder in the side. I thought he bowled really well. I mean, he just proves that he is a man for all conditions. I'm eager to see him bat, and he's going to actually...
And makes our batting lineup longer. Can I tell you something? When I saw Quinny walk in, right? Mm. I thought, oh my gosh, we're one wicket away and Rabada is walking in. Then they showed the screen and said, oh, George Linder, Vian Mulder. And I was like, oh my gosh, two more batsmen at least. Yeah.
Look, you know? they're, what are they, 168 behind. No, 166 behind, I beg your pardon. Quinton looks like he's in a mood. He's faced 11 balls. He's hit 5 fours. He's on 24. Temba's not out. I mean, this...
Is this the natural game that they speak of?
I guess so. But this is, again, he's just drilling holes. He's just drilling hole, pointless holes into a block of wood. You know, cricket's supposed to have meaning. We're supposed to understand about like a nation's character and the collective will of the people who support them, and the players who play for a country are supposed to embody the ethos and the demographics and the and the worldview of a particular nation. And when India plays England, it's supposed to represent colonialism. And you know, we go to Pakistan, it's the end of terrorism. I just don't know the point of South African cricket. Why does it exist? What is its purpose?
Yeah, that's a heavy one, Daniel. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would love to say I know the team plan. I would love to say that I know the ethos.
What is their identity?
There is none. It's a very good bowling unit with a bad batting unit. That's the identity.
I mean, is it as simple as that? Is a cricket team allowed to exist without anything deeper than one side does well, one half does well, one half does badly? Is that enough?
Well, let me frame it like this. I was fighting with a troll now on Twitter from Pakistan because I said it's just a shambles. This, they showed one of those tic-tac-toe games again, and clear match fixing. The guy had an open line for three X's in a row, and he gave it away. Clear match fixing. So
I'm convinced that they tic-tac-toe only came to Pakistan this year. Yeah. They've never played it before.
So I went to go Google search the greatest South African test team, which is Graham Smith's test team, when we won the Mace.
Yes.
And because the guy said, show me your trophies. So I went straight to get my picture of the Mace. And I looked at that team. And I said, how far are we?
Who in this team makes that team? Rabada and Maharaj.
That's about it.
I guess, and Quinton.
Yeah, I guess Quinton makes it. I mean...
But does he make it? Because I guess that team under Smith at their best had AB de Villiers as the keeper.
I don't know I don't know if he makes it. I think it's like, if there's a short list of people, Quinny and Anrich are top of the short list. Faf was in that team, right?
Yeah, I guess towards the back end of it.
But I'm saying that if you just take that team and you go like how far we are from it, like even not even like game wise or player wise, talk about like just ethos wise.
That's what I'm talking about. I look at the team and I just and we'll hear that this is a team in transition, but I mean, for God's sakes, like how long does the transitional period last?
Then that's, and like I said, we've said this not on this podcast, previous podcast, so many times. It's one of those things. So I'm fully expecting South Africa to roll over tomorrow. A quick fire 40 or 50 from Quinny, because he seems like he's seeing the ball nicely. But the way he's playing, you either score big or you don't score. So
he's going to hit. You just know he's going to hit one straight to cover.
Yeah.
And then he's going to throw his head back like, oh, I can't believe I've done that.
That's exactly it. I hope we get closer to the 270 mark.
Temba's going to score 47 and then get a ball that will like keep a little low, but he should keep out. And we'll have half the people saying that he doesn't know how to play a defensive shot. The other half saying, oh, he's always unlucky. Why is he always holding us together? Linder and Mulder will score 20 each. And then we'll say, oh, look, they show potential, but they haven't yet reached it. The tail is going to wag without actually making any runs. And then we're going to have a deficit of like 50. And that'll be that.
You know, the thing is, it's so weird, but we could make a chart of the excuses or the situations that will happen, because it happens so often. And that's about it. Pakistan tomorrow, third day of a test match, moving day of the test match. I wouldn't be surprised if they just obliterate us.
Why can't we be a better cricket team? I mean, you know, England fans get to enjoy something. Indian fans, you know, India, you know, they're killing their farmers are going through a terrible thing. COVID's still rampant.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bumrah's got a lovely action.
Heavy. I don't want to say it's only the players and the coaches and stuff. It's maladministration from our own administration. And you see, when things were bad off field, like Nkondi Balfour, etc., and all the things in the past, at least the cricket on the field was good. And I think that the cricket on the field being bad just highlights how bad everything is, really.
Themba Bavuma is in there. He's looked pretty good. You know, he's been solid. 15 runs off 45 balls. Okay, Quinton's throwing his hands at it, but I imagine that he's not out. I'd like to think that he'll come out tomorrow with some sort of, with a sense of the responsibility. You know, he won't be captain for much longer, but he is still captain now. And captain or not, he is the last remaining senior batter in the side. I'd like to think that he'll have some responsibility. I mean, it's not inconceivable that these two put on 120, 130 together.
I'll eat my words. How's that? I'll eat my words. How many times has that happened? I'll eat my words.
So I don't think you've ever backtracked or eaten a single word in your life.
Yeah. I'm saying that if that happens tomorrow, if Quinton de Kock and Themba Bavuma do the South African thing, the ethos, fight back. I'll gladly.
Protea fire.
Yeah, protea fire. We're very good at marketing things, but doing the thing, we're not that good at.
Yeah.
So I'm saying.
Well, this is, and this is the challenge. And Quinton and Themba, I know that you guys are listening. Yeah. We encourage you to show that protea fire, because I want to believe I want to believe that cricket in South Africa still does mean something. It still does mean protea fire. It still does mean rising up from the ashes, backs to the wall. We can defend any total. We can chase down any targets. I still want to believe that, but we got to see it because people are losing hope, man.
I can't take more pain from Pakistan fans, bro. I didn't want my January and February to be like this. I wanted it to be better. But yeah, so I'll catch up with you tomorrow when we see this fight back. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Before you catch me tomorrow, this could be the two options. I'm either starting off tomorrow's podcast with, wow, I can't believe they did it. Wow. Or you're going to hear me go, what did we expect, Daniel?
Well, tune in tomorrow to find out. We'll catch you then.
Shout for LBW. Oh, he's got him. That's well run. Or is it? Oh, a fielder. That's out. That's got to be out. That's beautifully done. What a great effort. That's unbelievable. That is sensational. Now, this will be interesting.
Short, fine legs.